Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Monday, the 1st of March. Starting off with Amigo, where great joy here after the months of pain, especially from June onwards. We've hit that resistance line target from the end of December at 14 pence, and at least while we're above last month's intraday peak at 13 pence on an end-of-day close basis, looking towards the top of that broadening triangle from August as high as 30 pence as soon as the end of next month, i.e. as soon as the end of April. So let's see if that pans out. At this stage, only really back below the 200-day moving average at 10 and a quarter, really killing off the recovery argument. On to a stock which has done great stuff over the recent past, Clear Leisure. Here we can see it's in a consolidation. I suppose at the floor of this rising trend channel from January, old resistance is new support, just below the 2 pence level. Let's call that 1.9 pence. And while we're above that on an end of day close basis, looking towards the top of the rising trend channel from January, as high as 6 pence on a 2 to 3 month time frame. If you're cautious on the shares, I suppose you wait for a break of the late February resistance around 2.8, 2.9. But really, the game here is that while we're above the resistance in the first part of the month, around 1.8, looking for further gains for Clear Leisure towards 6 pence. Stock which was flagged quite extensively here over the course of January, February, finally is starting to take off properly is Canadian Overseas. Here we've had a break of the resistance line there from August. That happened mid-month last month around 0.3 pence level, and we tested 0.3 as new support and then have rallied quite well since then. The view is that as little as an end-of-day close above last month's resistance at 0.38 pence or 0.379 pence should be enough to get the shares on the way towards a top of June 2020 price channel target as high as 0.75 pence. And that could be seen as soon as the end of next month or maybe going into May. Got a message from somebody who likes Conduity that the shares are doing well today. And indeed they are, after a Friday's test of support at the 50-day moving average at 2.5 pence. That was also the floor of the rising trend channel from October. And while we're above 2.5 pence, looking for 5.5, which is the top of the October trend channel that I've drawn. But as far as the bulls are concerned, if you're short or sort of close to the market, while we're above the 200-day moving average at 3.04 pence, we should head towards that 5.5 pence target quite quickly after the bear trap rebound that we've seen over the last 24, 48 hours of stock market time. But the bull argument in place while we're above 2.5. And ideally, we remain above the 200-day moving average at 3 pence on Conduity. Onto a stock which I think has become a cannabis play, but I suppose these days everything has become a cannabis play. Eve Sleep. Here we've got, a second break of that old January peak at 6.14 pence, and looks as though we're going to at least test the 7 pence area and last month's closing resistance. End of day close above 7 pence should at least easily get us up to retesting the top of the trend channel from July last year as high as 10 pence. So the longer we stay above 6 pence, the more bullish we are, and at 7 pence plus close should give us 10 pence over the next month or so. Onto a stock which managed to capture the imagination as well. Fragrant Prosperity. Here we had the previous charting recommendation was that while we're above the floor of the gap at 4.5 pence, we're heading higher. We've had placings and everything else in the meantime, but still that gap remains open, which is a very solid thing to see. And so still going with that view is that that while we're above 4.5 pence, the target here as high as 12 pence at the top of the rising February trend channel. So hopefully that will pan out. One nod for the Barmy Army. There's only one stock which has a Barmy Army at the moment, or a proper one, and that's Gene Drive. I was going to cover it over the weekend, but wanted to just see a bit more action here. The best that can be said at this point is that an end of day close above the 20-day moving average That's the purple line there at 121, let's call it. Could and should be enough to get the shares back up to retesting the best levels of last month around the £1.65 level. And through that, or above that, we're still looking for a top of a broadening triangle from back in July, as high as £2.10, £2.20. So that's something for fans of the stock to shoot for. But in the first instance, I'd like to see an end of day close above that 20-day moving average at £1.21 to give us a return to the £1.60 plus area, which was lost quite quickly after the rally that we saw. On to the next situation, and it's Iron Ridge, where there was a decent setup from memory in this situation. What we like to see normally is a gap through resistance, unfilled gap through resistance, and that's what we got here from Iron Ridge. That tends to be the forerunner of a multi-bagger move, and although it's taken a long time for the shares to consolidate, the view here is at least while we're above that gap, which was around, I suppose, 16 pence, and especially while we're above the 50-day moving average at 19 pence, we're looking towards the top of a rising trend channel from back in August 2019, currently promising a target as high as 45 or 47 pence over the next 2 to 3 months. So hopefully the gap will kick in terms of driving momentum on Iron Ridge Resources. My Health Checked is next, and here it was interesting actually that even though there's not much charting history to look at, the shares are behaving in a very technical way. So the reason for saying that is that we broke the January peak. That resistance was at 3.14, and then that became, or that's become, the new support area just above 3 pence. Now, the longer we stay above 3 pence, the greater the chance of a move towards the top of the rising trend channel from December, as high as 5.25 pence. If you're looking for a higher target here, the guess as to where the top of the channel is from the end of last year is up towards 8 pence, that upper parallel there, but it looks as though at least 5 pence plus is in the bag while we're above 3 pence. So looking reasonable for My Health Checked at the moment. On to a company which I interviewed a couple of months ago. I thought it was very, very impressive in terms of the management knowing what it's doing. And here we've got Rainbow Rare Earths. Got a resistance line projection here from back in October. That looks like it's heading for 32 pence, and that's a target we're looking for while the shares remain above the January resistance area at 15 pence. So above 15 pence, looking for 32, ideally by the end of next month. Tulu Energy has been a bit of a difficult candidate in the recent past, if you're a bull, but situation becoming rather more bullish over recent months, sort of sideways consolidation that we've had since October. And it looks as though the shares have just given us a key reversal to the upside, a very strong one, actually, breaking Friday's high, Friday's low, and then breaking its high. The view is that while we're above 3 pence in today's intraday low, we could head up towards the top of the rising trend channel from September as high as 5.5 pence by the end of next month. And the way things are going, by the end of this month, we get equally strong price action on the follow through after the key reversal up today. Covered Wildcat before, and the shares showing, well, they're revealing what we like to see, i.e. a gap through resistance, which is remains unfilled. So this looks as though it could be a potential multi-bagger situation. Rising trend channel from the beginning of the year, basically. And while we're above that initial January peak, 1.57 pence, we're looking towards the top of the rising trend channel from January as high as 2.75 or even 3 pence by the end of next month. Stop loss at the moment back below 1.2 pence and the 20-day moving average. Finishing off today with XL Media, which gets an occasional play here. Good that we've had a decent break of recent resistance at 40 pence. End of day close above 40 pence should give us a fresh move to the upside. It's currently looking for the top of that rising trend channel that I've just drawn as high as 60 pence by the end of next month, especially while we remain above the 50-day moving average at 34 pence. But ideally, we break 40 pence and we hold above that ahead of that move to 60 pence. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.